Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Region 1 All Boards Committee has sent a recommendation out to the other boards in Region 1 from its Chairs Committee meeting, recommend that all boards in the region, they recommend the appointment of Lisa Carter to be the position of superintendent, replacing the interim in her title.
All right. Great. We're all here. We came out of executive session at whatever I said, 8:09. And I believe, Marty, you want to make a motion?
Motion to recommend to the boards of Region 1 for the appointment of Lisa Carter as the superintendent of Region 1 schools.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jen. Any discussion? All those in favor of recommending to the Region 1 boards of education that Lisa Carter be appointed superintendent of schools, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Just one little correction. I guess they are Region 1s, but the school districts of Region.
Correct.
Region 1, yes. Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Region 1 school districts.
Yeah. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, out of Torrington, in a story from the Republican American, a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases over the past week has spurred closure of all six public schools in that city. The Board of Education accepted superintendent's proposal for the entire district to transition to distance learning today through December 4th. Students and staffers will return to in-person learning December 7th. Those who want to stick with remote learning will have that option. After winter break, which begins December 23rd, students and staffers will engage in distance learning for the week of January 4th. In-person sessions will resume on January 11th. In Berkshire County saw 50 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. No increases in deaths. The confirmed COVID-19 case count climbed to 1,151. The State Department of Public Health said the past 3 days have now brought 124 new confirmed cases to Berkshire County. And as of yesterday, 52 people in the county are dead as a result of the contagious disease in the course of the pandemic. In Region 1, there was a COVID-positive Salisbury Central School update at 4:50 from Region 1. They received notification that a middle school student at Salisbury Central School tested positive for COVID-19. The person affected is one of two siblings of the student who attends Housatonic and was reported as a positive case yesterday. The other student sibling has received negative test results. All close contacts within 6 feet, 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period have been notified and have been remote learning as part of the action that was taken on Friday the 13th. The individuals who are close contacts and the student who is symptom-free will remain at home in quarantine according to the direction provided by the Torrington Area Health District. Also at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, they received notification that a family member of a high school staff member has tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person does not live or work in Region 1, has never been in the school building, and has had no contact with any staff or students other than the aforementioned staff members. The Housatonic staff member has not been in school since last Thursday and will remain at home in quarantine according to the direction provided by the Torrington Area Health District. As of Wednesday, Governor Ned Lamont said Connecticut hospitalizations were at 816, cases totaled 97,028, deaths at 4,078 since the start of the pandemic in Connecticut. Connecticut's coronavirus positivity rate now stands at nearly 6%. In Germantown, New York, students in 7th through 12th grade in the Germantown Central School District will switch to remote learning November 30th after a positive COVID-19 case. A secondary school district student tested positive, prompting the switch, the school district announced this week. Quote, the temporary change for just secondary campus, which is 7th through 12th grade, is due to 12 staff members being in contact with the positive student per New York State guidelines, end quote. While Hartford Healthcare has set up to open a second testing site at Bradley International Airport, the new site will be located at parking lot 3 at Bradley. Hartford Healthcare expects the new site to be up and running by Monday, just in time for holiday travel. It'll be open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. In Cornwall, Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also at 7 p.m. in Ankrum at Ankrum Town Hall, the town board will have their meeting at 7 p.m. A ZBA meeting will be held at the Library Annex, the Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals. That will take place at 7:30. The Wasaic Fire Company, an auxiliary sponsoring a Big Tam Dinner takeout only drive-through pickup style on Friday the 20th at the Wasaic Firehouse, 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 each. Pre-order tickets at 845-789-1059. A Cornwall town meeting is set for November 20th to receive the town report and vote on the five-year capital plan at 7 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School, 5 Cream Hill Road. On the 21st in Cornwall, Robert Andrew Parker art on display at the library at 5 p.m. Cornwall's Geology with Hugh Cheney via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 29,438.42, down over 344 points yesterday. The NASDAQ at 11,801.60, down 97.74, and the S&P 500 at 3567.79. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.